The first playing cards arrived in the city in 1824, and then the first billiard table a year later. Both helped Shabbats to become a centre of entertainment, music, and fun. It is also an interesting fact that for the celebration of the birth of his son Miloš, Yevrem Obrenović organised the first official horse race in Serbia, and that the first equestrian club in the country, Knez Mihailo, was founded in Shabbats in 1888. However, that which helped to create a solid base for the further development of the city was certainly the work done in the field of education. In 1826, the first primary school in the post-Ottoman Serbia was opened in the city. Pavle Radomirović, a native of Shabbats, was the first scholar the Serbian Prince Miloš sent to the Vienna Academy of Arts, and Anka Obrenović's translations were the first literary works compiled by a woman to be published in the country. Furthermore, the first purpose-built grammar school in Serbia was erected in Shabbats, and this today is the building of the National Museum. During the second half of the 19th century, various citizens of Shabbats continued to stand out in the field of science. Kosta Nikolic received his PhD in Vienna and became the first doctor of chemistry in Serbia. Drago Ljočić graduated from the Faculty of Medicine in Zurich and became the first Serbian female physician. And Stefan Popović was the first pedagogue educated abroad and the pioneer of pedagogical science in Serbia. It is therefore not surprising that the first X-ray machine in the Balkans was to be found in the house of Dr. Avram Vinaver in Shabbats in the early 20th century.